You are now listening to the Two Dads Run podcast, just two dads who run, talking about running and being dads and some other stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Two Dads Run podcast. This is Kevin.
This is Gray.
And today we are back at it again, another evening of just the two of us, Gray.
Grinded. Grinding. In case anyone ever doubts my commitment to this podcast, I want you guys to know that there is currently a hockey playoff game happening. My beloved Caps are playing the Bruins, and here I am. So, you know, don't anybody ever doubt the hustle.
I hear you. And just to kind of give you guys real time, it is, 2-1 Caps right now?
Yes, 2-1 Caps, game 3. So if you guys hear me scream or pound the table or anything like that, something in the hockey game just happened.
Well, I'm watching the Canes. Let's see, it was 1-0 last time I checked. So it's about the end of the first period. But no, hockey season is really cool. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of weird because it's 80 degrees now, getting sunny, and like, you know, hockey's actually intensifying. But this isn't a hockey show. It's Two Dads Run. We've been talking a lot about running. We've been talking a lot about triathlons. And last episode we talked about you, Gray, and you actually making the leap over into triathlon. And now that you've got your bike and it all fitted, so how are your rides going, man?
Yeah, good. Rides are going well. Went out for 12 miles this morning, woke up early and hopped on the bike. It was my second training ride. Both were about the same distance, right around 12 miles. Yeah, I mean, feels good. I'm getting more comfortable with the speed, getting a little more comfortable with the aero. But I mean, it was really, you know, it was definitely the speed is pretty scary. It's not, you know, it's not every day that you're going 20, and I'm not even going that fast, but you know, going 25, 30 miles an hour on those tiny little wheels and really nothing between you and the pavement. So it is a little scary. I think I mentioned that, when we were talking about the bike fitting. So I'm getting used to it. Got a little faster today. Haven't forgotten to unclip yet. So that's a plus.
So you haven't fallen yet?
Not yet.
It'll happen. And it'll be one of those slow motion falls and they hurt like a mooch.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm just like, it's so programmed into my head now that, you know, I have to do this because that is probably the number one thing that everyone said, like, dude, you're going to fall. You're going to forget. You're going to fall. So I think now, like anytime I even start to slow down, I'm unclipping. Now getting clipped back in is sometimes an adventure. I have missed the pedal numerous times. And of course it always happens at the busiest intersections that I'm going through. So, you know, it's embarrassing. And I know people are probably like, look at this guy, you know, got this, you know, fancy outfit and this fancy bike.
He doesn't know how to ride it,
you know? So I am a little self-conscious about that, but no, it's good, man. It's, you know, there's definitely one thing that I'm learning about the sport is that the three disciplines are all very, very different. You know, it's my legs were just burning and on fire. I was out of breath several times
on the bike.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm probably riding a little harder than I need to be at this point.
Slow your ass down.
But yeah, but you know, something just banged in the room and I'm trying to figure out what it was. Anyway, but yeah, no, so I'm probably riding a little bit harder than I need to, but you know, I want to get comfortable with the speed and the process of it. So still not going into the aero on downhills and stuff. That shit just freaks me out. Got in a couple swims this week too, and that's getting markedly better every time. So
lifeguard still has to stand by.
I'm not, you know, there's no threat of drowning or anything like that, but I was able to make it the full 100 a couple, you know, for one. I only did it once, but I was going the full 50 down and back almost every time. So that was a gigantic improvement over the first time and a pretty solid improvement over the second time where I was only making the full 50 a couple of times. So, you know, getting better. Still a long way to go, but a lot of time.
Well, I'm proud of you, man, because getting into the water, I mean, doing all those things, especially if you've never done them before, triathlon It's an awesome sport to get in for beginners, and it's one where we've talked about in a lot of the shows, and especially with some of these athletes that we've interviewed, where you get to line up with the pros and you literally probably just hopped in the pool a few months ago. But yeah, and that's kind of the exciting thing too, I think, with triathlon, is that there's so much runway for you to get better in the swimming and in the biking that you're going to be so excited for the next training session because you just want to see how well you improve. But, you know, already hearing what you just said and know, you know, what we talked about last week, and as you announced, you know, I'm going to coach you for your races this summer. And I'm like, man, you're going to freaking piss me off. It's like, no, guys, slow down, man. No, do not go, you know, zone four, zone five effort every single day. So you're going to have to take it easy. Know that, you know, it's part of the process. You know, race day is essentially like the victory lap of your training. So you don't necessarily want to do every single practice as race day. But so,
meh. That's what I say to that.
I know.
Meh.
I know, but you're going to find out. You're going to find out because you want to come on race day being with the engines ready to go. You don't want to come up to race day in the start line being like, yeah, I'm not sure how much more I have in the tank because I just kind of like.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, practice. I think that's, I know that, you know, as having.
I know you do.
No, and I know you know that I know that I know that, yeah. You know. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when it was powerlifting, you always tapered going up to a meet, you know, before, you know, when I raced most recently, it was the same kind of deal where it was kind of a taper and, you know, felt good going into it. And so I know it's kind of that middle piece though. It's that middle piece where I'm like, I'm not working hard enough, bro. I'm so tired right now. I did a 700 meter swim yesterday and then got up this morning and did 12 miles on the bike. And, you know, personal life's been crazy. We had our, you know, birthday week.
Which was fun. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we had a really kick-ass party. Probably the coolest 7-year-old birthday party I've ever been to at the house this past weekend. And it's just, you know, life's just been crazy and work has been busy and, you know, all the training and stuff like that. Dude, I was asleep at like 8:30 yesterday. I fell asleep with Sophie in her bed. Woke up, realized I had fallen asleep with Sophie in her bed. Went to go see if Charlotte was asleep yet. Crawled up in bed with her, fell asleep in her bed. And then finally Kristen was like, yo, dude, you're sleeping in Charlotte's bed. And I was like, all right. So I came to bed and passed out. But I'm good for like one of those nights a month where I just pass out like 8:30 with the kids. And it's awesome, though. I need that sometimes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, you talked about your commitment because it's an NHL playoff and your team, the Caps, are in it. Yeah, just that night you explained is that night for me. You know, these last couple of days, I know you've been kind of like ragging on me because of this 3-day juice cleanse that I've started, but finished up my last juice bottle. So shout out to Raleigh Raw and their cold pressed juices. But yeah, I mean, I do this probably once a year anyways, and I know it's sometimes the dumbest thing that anybody can do, but yeah, I mean, the caffeine, haven't had a cup of coffee, hadn't had a bite to eat, I'm ready to hit the sack.
So we got to talk about this, Kevin. We got to talk about why in the world you're doing a 3-day juice cleanse.
So I've got my reasons, and I'll tell you.
I want to hear them.
the birthday party, leaving the birthday party was one of those reasons. I haven't had that many day beers in such a long period of time. But just leading into, it's more so the mental piece for me to, all right, you know, you're going to need to be a little bit disciplined with the way how you treat your body, because it's been fun the last several months eating and, I mean, drinking anything that I've wanted to whenever I wanted to. And it's been hard to really kind of create some consistency. So I'm like, all right, I'm just kind of like you, you know, if I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna go all in. So if I'm gonna go on a cleanse, then I'm gonna do the whole 3-day thing and not eat anything. So does it make sense? I don't know.
Okay. So
Is it a fad?
Well, yes, it's a fad. It's not even that. So I am morally opposed to juice cleanses.
Okay.
Just to
tell me,
you know, be totally upfront. No. And I mean, and I think a lot of it, I mean, for those of you that listen to the show or those of you that know me, I run a meal prep restaurant. Like, that's what we do. So healthy food. So, you know,
so by saying Raleigh raw, does that compete with Clean Eats?
No, not at all. No. I mean, we're very different concepts. I guess we have a same general end goal, for our customers, but no, we're very, very different. You know, I'm not surprised you're exhausted and hangry and grumpy AF, but, yeah, cause your body's pretty mad at you, and your body will detox naturally. That's literally the function of your kidneys and liver. But, I mean, if it's more of, and that's why I asked why, you know, what's your why? We talk about that some on the show, particularly in regards to your ultra distance that you ran, back in March. But I mean, if it's more of a hard mental reset for you, and that is kind of how you are going to compartmentalize things, where you're going to go from eating crap or whatever that you've been eating for the last 2 months, and, you know, whatever you've been drinking for the last 2 months, then that's fine. If it's kind of, like I said, if it's a mental reset, if that's the reason. Cause I was like, is this dude for real? Is he trying, when you sent me that picture, I literally laughed out loud when you sent me the picture of all the bottles in your refrigerator. And I'm like,
so 6 bottles a day of 17 ounces each bottle. Yeah. And no,
that is horrific.
Well, wasn't as horrific as the one that I had, I think. So my lunch one, and the picture was, it was Swiss chard, romaine,
I think
cucumber,
shard.
Sorry. Yeah. We're messing up words all night tonight. Romaine, cucumber, celery, apple, and lemon.
It's a salad in a bottle.
So yeah, so it was a salad in a bottle, and it was absolutely
horrific.
I mean, it wasn't, yeah. I
as
mean,
bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
I mean, because dude, shard is a really, like, that's a really pungent, like, peppery kind of, you know, kind of, I guess it's not a lettuce, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was
a leafy green. Let's put it that way.
Definitely, you when you every sip definitely coats like all the taste buds, and you're just like, it gives you that sound. I mean, and it had apple and lemon in it, and so yeah, whatever, man. It's you know,
hey, if it works for you, then do it. You know, that's what I tell our customers all the time. Like, they'll tell me whatever diet they're on, whatever fad diet they're doing, and I'll ask them why, and they'll give me the same canned answer every time. And I'm like, hey, look, find something that works for you. And if it's sustainable to your lifestyle, which juicing is clearly not sustainable, it's not intended to be. But if, you know, from a diet standpoint, find something sustainable to your lifestyle. If you're seeing results, keep doing that by all means. But most people don't need to be on keto or paleo or all this other stuff.
Yeah, which so, a lot of that stuff is, it's,
I'd, well, punch like you in the face.
No, I mean, there's no way I could do what I'm doing with that. But, I mean, in the neat thing too, Adria, actually, so Adria and I both are doing it. So it was something that where we could maybe be on the same page with, because it's always been like that throughout our marriage, is where she's on her fitness and I'm not on. And so when she's like trying to be super fit and healthy, I'm like, you know what?
Cause she got you into triathlons, right?
Yeah. No, she started it. Yeah. So she was the first one to do a half Ironman. And so it's just always been like that, where she's on and then I'm off. And then when I'm on, she's off. And I know, you know, it's been frustrating for both ends when each other's been on, is because we want the other person to really kind of help motivate and inspire us to continue going, versus being the detractor, where
the devil on the shoulder.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, let's go to, you know, the Mexican restaurant and get some queso and some margaritas. Actually, when I finished working today, I've been working from home still, and the girls came home and I had that hangriness and I could hear them. And so I was like, yeah, I opened up the door. I was like, who wants to go to Mexican, get some margaritas? And the girls are like, me. And AJ looked at me. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Day two kicked my ass, hon. But the other thing too, though, with that is because we started also, I mentioned it last week, but we've been very consistent with yoga, man.
Nice.
And waking up, excuse me, waking up
Kevin
at 5.
Kevin has a very runny nose.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
He suddenly turned into a 5-year-old.
I've got the worst headache ever. My nose is draining. My eyes are bloodshot. Everybody, you got to do this juice cleanse. It's the best.
But meanwhile, I'm on like 2 grams of caffeine a day.
I mean, when you were messaging me like, no, I'll be there soon. Let's do it. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
But, well, that's what you get for canceling yesterday.
Yeah. Anyways, so now we've been doing the yoga thing. And so it's been consistent. So we've done the juicing and the yoga. So for couples out there that are interested and to, you know, I'd say it's definitely helped the lines of communication this week. And it's kind of been neat. It's kind of put us on a different level, which has been a pretty cool level.
Yeah, no, I mean, whenever you're doing something like that, you know, it's always helpful to have, whether it's like an elimination diet or, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with FODMAP, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it cuts out a lot out of your diet. You know, so in this case, juicing, which cuts out everything out of your diet other than juice, you know, it's definitely helpful to have your significant other or someone very close to you doing it with you, because you kind of have that support system. Unless you both just end up wanting to kill each other, which it's only 3 days. You do anything for 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, but you say that and then it's,
well, I'll never do that. So, I mean, it's easy for me to say.
It's 3 days, but you say that. And then, cause you wake up on day two with that honeymoon, like phase, like, yeah, I just rocked out day one. I'm ready to go. And then after, I mean, exactly when I messaged you today at lunchtime, it's like, the reality hits and you're like, fuck, I got another day and a half of this.
Dude, I'd eaten 3 meals by 10 a.m. this morning.
I know. And then you message me stuff like that. And then, you know, I see what we made for the girls for dinner. And usually I'm the one that's eating after them, that if they don't eat their food, then I'm eating it right after them. So anyways, enough about the juice and peace.
Yeah. Sorry. We were texting about it. And I was like, I'm not saying a word about it until we get in front of some microphones. But, I'm sitting here and we're sitting in Kevin's office, which has doubled as our studio. And now it's apparently a bike storage area. So I'm sitting here looking at this beautiful new tri bike that Kevin got today. Tell us a little bit about it, Kevin. Or I guess you didn't get it today. You got it last week.
Yeah, I got it last week. So, yeah, no, it's my new weapon of choice, my new chariot.
This thing is sexy.
It's a 2019 Trek Speed Concept, and it's a DI2. So versus where as far as just with your gears.
Us peasants that have to move a lever up and down, Kevin just has to press a button.
But I worked for that. I started off with the levers there for a while. And actually those, I still find those to be a little more comfortable because you still have to charge this. So if you don't charge it if you forget to charge it after a few long practice rides and a few races, and then you decide to go out on a race and it's not charged, you're screwed.
You can't change it. You're in the same gear the whole time.
Yeah. You're screwed.
That's pretty much how I ride anyway.
But
I don't know what all the gears do yet.
Yeah. So now I got some pretty cool new shoes with it. Got a nice helmet. Got the Vanquish to Gyro
Potato Potato. I don't know.
Vanquish helmet. Idea. And then
That thing is sweet too. I might have to get one.
Yeah, and the Speedplay pedals are probably my favorite. They were just purchased. So Speedplay just got bought out by Wahoo, which is another company in biking industry. Yeah. But yeah, it's fun. We'll go out here soon this weekend. I'm going to take the girls out to the beach just to kind of do a little R&R. You know, Adria was, locked up and upstairs for 2 weeks with COVID, unfortunately, yeah. And we didn't see her for a while. And the girls had to stay home from school, and I had to watch them and work. So a little treat for everyone is just to go out to the beach and just hang out as a family.
Nice. That'll be fun. But yeah, whenever you get back, we'll definitely have to go out for a ride or something. I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with this thing. It just looks fast.
Well, your bike is fast too. The Cervelo.
Cervelo makes some badass bikes. It's cool. But I like it. Yours is pretty sweet.
But
I'm sitting here lusting over your bike.
But Chad has a pretty sweet bike.
You said, yeah, right? I haven't seen it in a while. And actually, big shout out to Chad. He's racing this weekend down in Chattanooga.
So, 70.3.
Yeah, 70.3. He's really, he's been working his ass off. We actually went for a just under a 10-mile run on Sunday. And man, that felt good to get back out there and do some big miles, bigger miles like that. Kind of a laid back pace. I mean, it was funny. We were talking the whole time about, how different we are, from like a heart rate standpoint. I mean, this dude's like hovering at like 140 the entire time. And I'm like mid 160s, which is not all that uncommon. And we weren't going fast. I mean, we were like maybe 8 minutes a mile or something like that. So we weren't going fast, but ever since I kind of stopped, I took that break from training for a minute. And ever since then, I have just, my heart rate has been really, really high. But I mean, even for a long run like that, when I was kind of, at the peak of leading up to my race, I mean, I'd still sit around like 151 to 155 for that kind of effort. And I mean, he's like, dude, if I was at 168, 169, I wouldn't be able to talk. I wouldn't be able to breathe. And I was like, yeah, really? I can stay at 169 all day long. Just doesn't bother me. So it was just kind of weird. Like, we're running the same pace at virtually the same effort, and yet his heart rate was so much different than mine. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you're in such great shape. I mean, you're about to compete. You're about to swim 1.2 miles and ride the bike 56 miles and run a half marathon.
Yep.
You're in tip top shape, and I'm just kind of starting a training block. But yeah, no, he's going to kick ass. Good luck, Chad. And looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if you got a chance to watch some of the Olympics.
Dude, we're less than 30 days away from trials.
I know.
And so excited to watch all that at Hayward Field.
It's been cool watching just everybody kind of like on Instagram, some of the people we follow and some people we spoke with and then even on TV, just to kind of see what goes into these prequals, the Olympic pre-qualifications. So, there was this, so real cool, since you and I both have daughters and since you're getting a triathlon, so the American, so the top seeded or the top American, so the first one to actually qualify for the triathlon team, the youngest in the triathlon, the Olympics. So she's 23 years old, qualified, dominated the field. First time actually trying to get into the Olympics, and she just dominated the field out in Tokyo. So, shout outs to the Americans and what they're doing right now. Ben Canute, love talking about him, love following him. The guy gave, an awesome show, spending about an hour with us. But he's right now going to be traveling the world on the triathlon circuit to make the mixed relay team. So that's also pretty cool where you've got, it's the relay where you've got four, but it's a mixed relay where you've got two women and two males competing. And so, good luck to him out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got, we got the track and field stuff ramping up. Everybody is working their way into race day shape. Had Mount SAC over two weekends ago. So some pretty big races and big times put up there. And so, yeah, man, it's going to be fun watching those guys, guys and gals compete for a spot to go to Tokyo. And then, the Olympics will be here before you know it.
Yep.
And we'll just, be glued.
No, that'll be some good stuff. I've reached out to a few, high profile athletes. And I know that, one looking forward to in June, that's going to be able to connect with us. His schedule's pretty busy. Or Yeah, in June. So it'll be cool to talk to him. And there's some other people that, you know, we got, you know, lined up to talk to. So it's going to be an awesome summer. Training for both you and I are going to be kicking off, and it's going to be in high gear, and there'll be a couple races in between. So, you know, a lot of good shit that's coming up, man.
Yeah.
But what you got going on until next time we meet? What's your plans for the next week?
Not really sure.
Don't get hurt.
No, yeah. Yourself. The plan is don't get injured. That's always the plan. A lot of times I fail miserably. Definitely planning on probably a run and a swim tomorrow. Friday, I think I'm just going to cycle again. And then Saturday, probably be some combination. I don't know, man. We'll just kind of roll with it. Not following any kind of, you know, set plan right now. Definitely want to try a brick at some point. I'm interested to see that feeling. Cause I mean, getting back from my ride today, I was like, you know, this is going to be gnarly when I kind of go run after this. So just for fun,
well, what'd that feel like? So when you got out, cause you haven't done it yet, the brick workout, and take it easy, damn it. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you, take it easy. Don't go out and try and get injured. Cause you're trying to just, you know, do these quick bursts and you know, do too much too soon. But what'd it feel like when you finish riding and then you're like, oh man, I gotta have to run after this now?
No, I mean, well, I haven't done one yet, but you know, definitely just kind of walking up my driveway. I was like, yeah, this is gonna be really interesting when it comes time to do that. So I wanna give it a shot here soon. And like I said, nothing crazy. Probably just, you know, do 30 minutes on the bike and then maybe like 2 or 3 miles, you know. So I do miss running a little bit more than I thought I would. You know, so I definitely want to get out for, you know, I think I'm leaning towards just, you know, 3 swims a week and, you know, probably 2 sessions on the bike and then 3 running sessions. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, just continue to get comfortable with those, you know, with those new disciplines. And 3-4 weeks is when the plan essentially is going to start for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I was telling somebody today that when we were talking about swimming, I was like, dude, that is by far the most humbling thing I've ever done athletically. You know, I'm not like a superior athlete, you know, in any one thing, but I've always been a pretty athletic guy, you know, like a pretty decent basketball player. I was not a really good football player, but you know, it was just, this is how we grew up. You know, we played everything, whatever sport it was in the neighborhood. There was a group of guys. I was very fortunate and everyone was, you know, kind of around my age. So there was a group of guys that, you know, we'd all, you know, if it was baseball season, we played baseball. If it was football season, we played football. If it was basketball season, we played basketball, and it was usually at my house. You know, so I've always been at least okay at everything I've done athletically until it came to swimming. So, you know, we just got to keep practicing that, and, you know, it'll get there. I'm not too worried about it. We got 18 weeks, I think. So long way. How about you? So you're going to the beach.
Going to go to the beach. What are we? And then we're going to go to Holden Beach here in North Carolina. We'll be there till Sunday. So really absolutely not doing a single thing through that time period. And then, you know, next week I'm actually going to, you know, take a page out of your book, just kind of get back into everything again, get the body working, I'm excited about getting into the pool. So the pool here in the neighborhood actually opens back up and they have a 50 meter actually pool, which is pretty cool. So just getting out there early in the morning and
that would have been a disaster for my first day if it had actually been 50 meters. I was so disheartened when I learned that it was only 25.
No, 50 meters is definitely intimidating. I don't care how long you've been swimming, but you hop, I mean, you go into these like big natatoriums, these big, you know, complexes where 50 meter pools and you're just like, wow.
Can't hide money, Kevin. Can't hide money.
Why you say that?
because you're a 50 meter pool and you're, yeah, it's just, it was a bad joke. I'm just making fun of you. Yeah. But, we actually have that button here somewhere on the Rodecaster Pro. I'm not going to start pressing buttons, but.
So, I mean, that's the cool thing too. When, you know, when we start to do some open water swims, but getting out and just outdoor swimming and just swimming and seeing the sun come up and then being able to have like an awesome workout by 6:30, 7 o'clock, you know, that's kind of like the awesome piece. Like that's what I loved about triathlon is being able to get a lot of shit done before the day even really began. And then, you know, then at the end,
how about as it's kind of just beginning, you know, we could do like a 7 a.m. workout.
I mean, if your schedule permits that, you're more than welcome. Yeah, you can go out. I mean, there's no time when you do your workouts. Just you got to get it done in the day. So for me, I unfortunately have to get up at the ass crack of dawn, and then if it's a 2 day workout, it's gonna be like this. It would be then after the girls go to bed, after we typically meet and have an awesome show. So it would be like late for my second workout on that day.
Yeah.
But so next week, yeah, I'm just going to kind of get back into the pool and definitely hop on the bike. But then we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Our favorite holiday.
I need a 3 day weekend so bad, dude.
Oh man.
It's killing me.
Adrian, our favorite holiday, the Indy 500 is something.
The Indy 500.
Well, being from Indiana. Oh, that's right. Indianapolis.
I forgot you guys live there. Yeah. Well, she's from there and you guys lived there for a while.
Yeah. So okay. We, everywhere we've gone.
Again, I'll give you a pass.
Since yeah, well, if you haven't gone, and I feel like every time I talk to somebody that's never been and doesn't understand, like once you go,
you're NASCAR country, buddy.
No, I thought you were calling me NASCAR country.
No, but dude, my dad was a Grand Marshal, you know, the gentleman start your engines guy.
Oh, really?
For the Mountain Dew Southern 500 in Darlington back in like the mid 90s, and so this was the Labor Day race. Back then, and it was kind of like the Indy 500 same weekend, whatever. So this was the Mountain Dew Southern 500 was always on Labor Day weekend, and dude, we got treated like royalty.
Oh, I bet
it was insane. He got this giant checkered flag signed by every driver in the field, and I mean, some of these guys are no longer living. I mean, Dale Earnhardt. And, you know, Rusty Wallace, Jeff Gordon, you know, just all these just legendary drivers were signing this flag. And they drove us around like we were celebrities and got to go up in the suite. And, you know, it was just a really cool time. I mean, so anyway, that's my digression. We went to a lot of races when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to take the girls out there too. But with the Indy 500, a lot of those drivers, one specifically who I reached out to, Tony Kanaan, actually is like...
Yeah, Kevin shoots some big shots.
Shit, we've had some big shots on here. Why not? But, you know, they do triathlons as well. A lot of them do that for like their... just kind of like their cross training.
Yeah.
And then what else? And then also the Monaco Grand Prix too. So I love open wheel racing. Because again, some of those drivers actually do triathlons, and then when you see them in those races, it's like, oh my goodness, there's Tony Kanaan. There's,
yeah,
yeah,
okay.
So, anyways,
but. So yeah, I'm super excited for that and for Memorial Day and for a little 3 day weekend, hang out at the house, day drink, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not a big day drinker, but Saturday was fun.
Charlotte's birthday was
good times. It got, you know. I looked up. I was like, geez, I've had like 7 beers already. It's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Adria thought I had the same beer for like the last, for 10 minutes. I'm like, nope, this is like my third, fourth. Yeah,
in that time span.
And then your counter next to your refrigerator
collection of empty cans. But anyway, we sound like a couple of alcoholics, couple of grade A parents sitting here, right, buddy. Yeah. You know?
That's fun for us.
At kids least there were other parties. Yeah, there were other adults that were, you know, being responsible and watching the kids.
Yeah, I know. Cause we cut that night early.
Yeah. Yeah, we did too.
But, speaking of that, about that, man, hey, let's go ahead and cut the night early as well.
Let's wrap this sucker up. We're tired. It's time to go night-night.
We've got some awesome people lined up here in the near future. Looking forward to having some great conversations, man. Good to see you.
Yeah,
it's definitely been a few days since the party, but enjoy your holiday weekend or enjoy your weekend, and then
enjoy the beach.
We'll do, and then you and I will reconnect and have an awesome show again next week, man.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you haven't done so already, please follow us on social media. We are at Two Dads Run Podcast on pretty much everything, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff. You can also email the show at Two Dads Run Podcast or twodadsrun@gmail.com. We each have our own individual email addresses as well. Gray at twodadsrun.com and Kevin at twodadsrun.com. As always, thank you to Eric, our awesome producer. Eric, feel free to insert your Velociraptor.
Holster, thank you.
Velociraptor sound clip here. thanks, Eric, as usual. And we thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe. Please give us thumbs up and 5 stars. And have a good one, guys.
Bye, everyone.